to be giving you the top games of 2005. All the categories, all the games. But let's just start off with some music here, with Gorillaz with Feel Good Inc.
trash.
Adventure game is Resident Evil 4. That is on the GameCube and the PlayStation 2, which is rated M. Next, we're going to look at the best shooter. Is Fear. Platform is for the PC, and that is also rated M. Best fighting game. That would be Soul Calibur 3, of course. That is for the PlayStation 2 and rated T. Best platformer. That would be Psychonauts for the Xbox, PlayStation 2, and PC, which is also rated T. Next, we have the best adventure game. That is going to end up as Indigo Prophecy. That is for the Xbox, PC, PlayStation 2. And is also, of course, Mature. Best driving game. That was going to have to be, obviously, Burnout Revenge. Best puzzle and rhythm game. That's obviously also going to have to be Guitar Hero. Next, we have the best role-playing game. This is going to be very big. But, again, we're going to have to go with Dragon Quest Journey of the Cursed King. Yeah. Next, we have best sports game. That, of course, is going to be NFL Madden 2006. Next, we have the best simulation game. It was hard, but we had to come out with Trauma Center Under the Knife. That is a very good game, and you should go pick that up. Best strategy game. That is going to be Civilization. We were really debating over that, but in the end, we decided on Civilization. We were debating over Civilization and the movies, but in the end, we just had to pick Civilization. And now we have the best PC game. That, of course, is Fear. That's for the PC. That is Mature. That's two awards. Xbox 360, it is Call of Duty 2. On the Xbox, we have Ninja Gaiden Black. Ninja Gaiden. However you want to say it, it's fine with me. Nobody really cares. On the platform GameCube, of course, somebody say it for me. Resident Evil 4. On the DS, if you don't know what the DS is in, there is Mario Kart DS. Game Boy Advance, we have Final Fantasy Advance. Really wouldn't think they would come out with a Final Fantasy game for the game. PlayStation 2, God of War, which is a very, very, very cool game. It's PSP, it is Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City Stories. And, dun-dun-dun, we have the game of the year. You're going to have to decide. It's between Battlefield 2, Civilization, Fear, God of War, and Resident Evil 4. I'll come back and tell you that in just a little bit. Some of the reasons we decided this game is because GameCube has never had a better shooter. Resident Evil 4 is an easy recommendation and a worthy addition to the renowned series. Not since Silent Hill 3 and Eternal Darkness has a survival horror game offered so much polish and fascination. A few minor gameplay and story quibbles aside, gamers looking for a creepy, immersive, old solid mechanics and gorgeous production values need to look no further. Resident Evil 4's lengthy campaign delivers exactly what we're looking for. Oh, now that we've done that, I'm going to sign off, and I'll be back probably tomorrow.